بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد وعن سيدنا فاطمه رضي الله تعالى عنها complained to سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى regarding the blisters that came on her fingers and the physical pain she endured because of the household work and especially with grinding the corn or flour or wheat. In some narrations, it is also mentioned that she would draw buckets of water and that caused her chest to pain. So Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was doing the different work at home. And remember, they didn't have the appliances that we have in our kitchen and our homes today. No vacuum and all the different kitchen appliances. They had to do everything by hand themselves. So when she complained to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he also complained of physical pain because of the job that he was doing and the work that he was doing. So he tells her, why don't you go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your father, and ask him to give us an attendant, a worker, a khadim, who will assist. So various narrations, the gist of these narrations is Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha goes and she goes to the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives. She does not find him there. So she goes to the masjid and she finds Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a group of sahaba. Jama'atan yatahaddathuna ma'ahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were busy engaged in some discussion. Fastahiyat. She felt shy and embarrassed to present her request before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was busy. So she went back to the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and she said that she had come for some important work and request, but just informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she returns home. That night, when Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are resting, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam visits them at night. And he knocks on the door, he makes salam, they give jawab to his salam, they reply to his greeting. And they mention they had one shawl only, just covering both of them. Their feet and their head was exposed. This shows how small even this shawl was, just barely covering both of them. And that's the only thing they possessed. And they wished to stand up to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to greet him and make his istiqbal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them. Makanakuma, just stay where you are, don't worry. Then he came between the two and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, I could feel the coolness of the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on my body. Now look at this betakalluf. And such a beautiful manner and conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he lowered himself. He comes to his daughter's house, his son-in-law's house. He knows there's some need, his concern, so he comes at night. Then he lets them rest in the position they were. And then he comes and sits between them. Such muhabbat, such love. And then he asks, Fatima, you came for some work. What happened? She was feeling very difficult and shy too. Explain why she had come. So she didn't answer. Fasakatat. Again Rasulullah asked. Again she remained quiet. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, then he took the courage and he started explaining. The moment he started explaining Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, then she found it easy. Then she began speaking and explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the blisters she had on her fingers, body was feeling pain, they needed an ikhadim. Rasulullah heard the case and then he replied, Wallah, la u'tikuma, I cannot give you a khadim. When my people of Suffa, tatwi butunuhum, they are hungry, they're spending the nights hungry. It's not possible for me to favor you and give you all one khadim. Whatever slaves I get, I will sell those slaves and the money I will gain from there, I will spend on my Ashab Sufa. But I will give you something far better than that. And so both are happy. And what is it? At night when you retire to bed, then read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allah. We did this yesterday for after every Farz Salat, where the one virtue was La Yakhibu Qailuhunna, the one who says this after every Farz Salat, he won't be at a loss, he'll be successful. Now this is a separate one, so this is the sixth time for the day. Five Salat, that we need a separate virtue, but this particular one was for when a person is retiring to bed and he's sleeping at night, and you read this. So they began reading this, and they never missed a single night. So some person questioned Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. You mean you didn't miss a single night? He said, I never miss a single night. The person said, what about the Laylatul Siffin? The night when you were so engrossed and busy in a war that took place. Lengthy discussion. It was such a time where it was like impossible for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to have even time to think of reading his tasbih. He says, Wallah, even Laylatul Siffin, I read this tasbih. So Sahaba, when they took any wazifa from Rasulullah s.a.w., they made it genuinely part and parcel of their life. Alhamdulillah, I've seen many brothers azan time listening with respect and giving jawab. Like that, all the other wazifas we did mention, all are masnoon, all from Quran and Hadith. So inshallah, we do this. The one benefit ulama have mentioned, it doesn't mean the person won't get tired doing work at home, or women folk especially. But you won't be physically harmed. And you won't go through that type of pain by doing your work at home if you read this tasbih when you go to sleep at night. Inshallah, if we try it, we will see the benefit. These are simple things. So let us make it a point from tonight, inshallah. Those of us in i'tikaf also, we might just forget because we're not sleeping so early, whatever it is. But try and remember. Or tell somebody, husband and wife, it's so easy. You remind your wife, she reminds you. And it hardly takes a minute just to read this tasbihat. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.